QuickSurf Internet Media presents Microsoft News Log, separating the Microsoft signal from the noise. Hey everybody, how's it going? You are listening to Microsoft News Log. I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio BR2. Microsoft News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, so do feel free to head on over to www.techpodcasts.com. And if you like any of my shows, you'll certainly find other technology-related shows over there that you'll be bound to like as well. Let's go ahead and get into the stories for this episode. I've been a little under the weather, but I think we can make it through this without any too many issues, as Jean-Luc Picard would say. From government technology at govtech.com, Microsoft unveils Bing search engine. This week marks the arrival of another potential rival to search giant Google. Microsoft's new decision engine, which the company calls Bing, aims to provide users with search results that will help them make better sense of the vast amount of data that's online. You can check this out. Go to Bing.com, B-I-N-G.com, and monkey around with it. It's pretty good stuff. Before we go on to the next story for this episode, I want to talk about the sponsor for this episode. It's GoTo Assist Express from Citrus. If you're in technical support, you know how much time you waste just getting to your customer's or colleague's computer. If only you could spend more time fixing the problems. Great news. You can. Try GoTo Assist Express, the remote support service brought to you by Citrix. Resolve issues faster, reduce your travel costs, keep clients satisfied, and move on to the next task more quickly without leaving your office. Try GoTo Assist Express free right now for 30 days. For this special offer, you must visit gotoassist.com/techpodcast. That's gotoassist.com/techpodcast. Support smarter with GoTo Assist Express. Get your free trial at gotoassist.com/techpodcast. Citrix has been a really huge supporter of tech podcasts. We use their GoTo meeting software on the monthly roundtable. It's really great stuff. GoTo Assist Express is... You know, I don't know how many of the listeners out there are the tech support person for the family. I know I am, and it can be a little frustrating, you know, but it makes life a lot easier to be able to actually go and connect to the other person's computer and do some software-related diagnostics and kind of just help them out, you know, remotely without actually having to drive there. Or try to troubleshoot it over the phone without seeing what it is you're looking at. So totally worth it. Definitely check it out. The next story that we have for this article is from Gizmodo. Microsoft Project Natal is the end game. I don't know about that. What is Project Natal? Is it a fancy motion controller? Is it an easy way to talk to your TV? Is it a new way to use the 360 or Live? No, to Microsoft, it's much more. It's the goal. Come on. All right. I they've got a picture of it here. Definitely check the story out. I'm not going to say too much about it, pretty interesting stuff nonetheless. From PCMag.com, great news for those of you who absolutely hate Vista but don't want to switch to Linux or OS X, Microsoft Windows 7 will launch October 22nd. Yeah! October 22nd is when Microsoft Windows 7 will launch. So, awesome stuff. Definitely check it out when it comes out. And I'm planning to go from Windows XP to that. So we'll see what comes of it. At CNetNews.com and the Beyond Binary blog by Ina Fried, he's got a story here. IE6 is related to the Bing search engine. IE6 forcing Bing as the default search engine. This is a major, you know, fail well as far as I'm concerned. Microsoft has confirmed that it's looking into an issue in which users of IE6 are forced into having Bing as their default search engine. Boy, that would just really suck. Anyway, Microsoft acknowledges it. They're looking into it. They're trying to find out what the heck is going on. And hopefully it will be fixed here pretty quickly. From Examiner.com, Microsoft press conference reveals exclusive Xbox titles. Shadow Complex, Joyride, Crackdown 2, Left 4 Dead 2, Splinter Cell Conviction, Forza Motorsport 3, Halo ODST, Halo Reach, and Alan Wake. Yeah. So definitely check it out if you want to read more about it. Also from the Examiner, part of, clicked on the wrong thing there. From PC World Business Center, Microsoft is being sued over dynamic web page technology. A patent holding company has sued Microsoft for patent infringement for technology used in dynamic web pages. Parallel Networks filed suit late last week in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas over two patents, United States patent number 5,894,554 and 6,415,335 B1. The company was granted the patents in 1999 and 2002, and they cover systems and methods for managing dynamic web page generation requests. Parallel said that it believes Microsoft is willfully infringing on them and is demanding a jury trial. So we'll be following this, as with all things Microsoft seems to be being sued for, and see how it goes. From the Register, the European Competition Commission is pressuring Microsoft. The European Competition Commissioner, Neelie Kroes, is considering ordering Microsoft to offer rival browsers with its own software bundle. As reported in January, Microsoft warned shareholders of the possibility of such an action, which it could even see older machines updated. One suggestion is that Microsoft could use its irritating automatic update system to offer users the chance to download another browser or even download a few and give people a choice. Imagine that. You start giving people a choice, they start disliking you. You don't give them a choice, they hate you even more. From the Register, Microsoft guns down 13 unlucky products. Microsoft has shuttered, put a hold on, and let go of 13 products in the past 8 months to help it cut costs following a profits dive as the company has that led to job cuts. Yeah, bad news. Anyway, there's a list of stuff here that they've cut. Pretty sad story, actually. From IT Pro over in the UK, itpro.co.uk, customers. Retailer PC World drops Linux netbooks for Windows. Interesting. PC World store shelves will only feature netbooks with Microsoft's Windows operating system, the retailer has said, and will stop selling Linux-based machines in store. Jeremy Fennell, category director at PC World, said most buyers don't opt for the cheapest netbook, instead buying around the £300 range. He said customers looked for a software system they were familiar with, despite hopes from many the cheap and cheerful devices would go open source. So kind of interesting. I'm kind of curious to see how that turns out. That's pretty much it for this particular episode of Microsoft Newslog. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes, microsoft.quicksurf.com. If you want to provide feedback and that sort of thing, visit us on the web or sister shows. You can email me, microsoft@quicksurf.com, or the voicemail hotline, 602-466-3134. Everything is linked up in the show notes. Just go to microsoft.quicksurf.com. My Facebook friend feed and Twitter profile are also linked up in the show notes, so feel free to friend, follow, and or otherwise stalk and harass me. So I'll see you on the next episode, and I thank you so much for listening. See you then. Bye.